Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest. Now, it has been close to 1 year since the coronavirus outbreak has led to companies allowing work from home. Amidst this, there are rising concerns about the remote working setting impacting the work-life balance on that side, while companies are also said to be measuring productivity closely. If you look at IT sector giant Infosys, which employs 2.4 lakh people, it has been taking a number of steps to ensure work-life balance on one hand while productivity is maintained. So how do they do this? Let us find out from them itself. We have our special guest, Mr. Krish Shankar, Executive Vice President and the Group Head of Human Resource Development at Infosys. Hello, Mr. Shankar. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Pleasure to be here, Saraswati.
So first of all, work from home has been seen as very tiring with the whole work life and personal life lines blurring. So what is the company doing to ensure work-life balance during the remote working scenario?
Yeah. No, so I think, if you look at it, we've been through various, stages of this work from home, right? And some of it we've been tracking with our own employees. As soon as we went into lockdown, I think this was, people took it quite positively. Yeah, I think within a couple of weeks, almost 97% of our employees started working from home with everything as normal. And I think the whole feeling of engagement, well-being was quite high. Yeah, people were looking at it. They enjoyed the flexibility and they were also conscious about the environment, and the issues around. And therefore, it was a positive thing. After some time, some parts of the people felt, yes, maybe there is a little bit of, as you said, maybe it's sometimes monotonous. They are lacking some of the social connection. And therefore, there was a little bit of a dip saying, okay, now, it's not as great as what we had thought. But after the dip, I think things have now gone up a little bit more. And we can see that slowly people have become even better and things have, it's gone through another cycle and now things have improved. So what does this mean? I think there are two things that we've got to look at. On the plus side, they have lots of flexibility. Yeah, their timing, they don't have to get up early. They don't have to do the commute. They've got a little more family time. So that's the plus that they all have. But on the negative side, I think there is lack of friendships, lack of this camaraderie, etc. They also don't get that focused work time. But what it also does is, because of this flexibility, some of them have to work a little longer. They to complete their work. And this is not for all. Maybe mostly in our case, we've seen mostly in the middle project manager level, where there is a little bit longer hours because they've got to coordinate between the teams here and in the US, and therefore those stretches on a little bit. So what are we doing for it? I think if you look at it, this has got two parts to it. I think there is three or four levers that we've got to use, because there is a physical wellness and as well as there is a bit of what we call as mental or social thing. Both these have to be, mental health or well-being has to be there. So both these are together. So what do we do? I think there are three or four things we did. Firstly, I think this whole focus on well-being, and I think a lot more talking to employees about how to maintain the physical well-being, what are the kind of things they need to do, etc. So that's number one. Number two, we also focused on this mental well-being. And therefore, we had already a kind of a team which we built for over a long time called Samaritans. Samaritans are what we call as barefoot counselors. So these are people who are employees who are trained in counseling others. So we kind of, got those counselors, Samaritans, to really help people wherever people need it. We also had a kind of a quick thing that people could do, which is, do some tests. There are, for example, a small tool, online tool, where they can really talk about their whole holistic wellness. And then, that will give them clues about what they need to do on their diet or physical well-being and emotional health. Plus, we also had another test on stress, and they could take the test and it will tell them where they are and what they should do. Ensure that they can do their quick checks themselves. In addition, we also had a kind of a hotline, professional help. In addition to their colleagues and the Samaritans, they could also go to their professionals and at a call, they could reach to any professional and do that. But most important is what the manager does, yeah, because this is there. Therefore, that's where we've been training our managers. And there are a lot of things people have done. We've also got people to do what we call as no meeting hours or no call hours. You know, certain hours of a day, maybe in the evening, we'll say, okay, these times you don't have a call or a meeting, so that people know that that's something they can look at it. We get managers to connect with people a lot more. And that's the other thing that we also did. And also, you know, just train managers, you know, always in any meeting, a little bit of light banter is useful just to get the camaraderie going, etc. and do that. And telling them, be conscious. You don't have to get people on the video always. It can be even a call sometimes. And also be conscious of certain times that, you know, maybe, you know, some people, like, for example, some women said, listen, morning 9 to 11, we've got other things to do. So maybe don't set meetings at that time, set it other times. So therefore, those are kind of things that they've got to be conscious of. So I think just being aware of those things helps in managing that. So I think these are all the things that we did. We also had something called a Family Matters Forum, where, you know, the experts will talk about various things about the family, about parenting, about how to manage, you know, various other issues there. So therefore, that's there. So it's a long story, but I think it's a mix of, while there is a plus that all of us have, which is that flexibility, a little bit of autonomy of how we want to shape our day, it also means that we got to, you know, some of it can extend, and therefore how do we manage that is something that we all have to learn. You know, it's not just one, but it's a kind of a, what one calls as building resilience in all of us, and that's what we've been focused on.
But sir, you know, when it comes to productivity during work from home, what are some of the tools that you've been using to do that?
Well, see, I think the biggest productivity is our clients happy, yeah, because in the end, most of the work we do is for our clients. And I think the clients have been very happy in the sense that the customer satisfaction has been good, our SLAs have been good. So I think those are the key indicators of productivity, that are you delivering to your clients' commitments? Yeah, so that's there. I think that's a key thing, and that's something we've been focused on. We've got various teams looking at it. I think it's not that we are not really measuring in any other minute kind of a thing, you know, like how many hours somebody is on. No, those kind of things we're not doing. But I think in the end, it's a lot of trust on employees. It's to ensure that the overall project is on time and getting teams together to really see how we can get and meet our clients' commitments. So that's been the focus.
Okay. But, you know, stress and allied issues, as you mentioned earlier, are also a concern. So do your employees also get any additional kind of leaves or personal time out for stress or maybe COVID-related issues?
So we've got something. If anybody has COVID, then we give them 3 weeks leave there. But I think we've got, in other ways, there are so many other things. People have enough flexi time for them to really manage through all of this. And therefore, we've been accommodating wherever people need a flexi time across, you know, and therefore, that's something that they've all got. I think, see, in the end, you know, what is this? When you look at resilience, Saraswati, there are three things that really determine resilience of people there. I think the first one is purpose. You know, do they feel that they're doing purposeful jobs? You know, there is a purpose and they're doing something which is productive and purposeful. The second thing is connections, you know, their friends, colleagues, and you know, whatever it is, social connection, and even their family and friends. So therefore, not just work, but others. So that's very important. Third is their own well-being, you know, in terms of, you know, feeling that they are physically fit, they are looking after themselves. And I think the last one on top of all of this is the leadership part, which is about leaders showing clarity, leaders kind of connecting with them. You know, I think those are the four key things which determines resilience. And that's what we've seen, you know, if you have these, then I think, and leaders, if they are a little bit more empathetic, if they are understanding of people, giving them a little bit of flexibility, because I think this is a kind of a situation that everybody is facing. Yeah, it's not just one or two, but everybody. And everybody's conscious of it. And I think that's really helped our people tide over this.
Okay. But sir, again, there is, you know, also a view that work from home is also making a few employers kind of expect their employees to be logged in 24/7. So would you think that this is happening across the board, or is this maybe just restricted to a few companies or industries?
I would not say this is across the board. I don't think so. I think there is flexibility, and I think every employer and every leader is cognizant that, listen, there has got to be personal time. I think at the end, if people are able to do their work and deliver to their clients' commitments, that's what we want. Yeah, and I think That's been the focus. So I don't think across the board people are expecting people to work 24/7.
So just one last question from my side. You know, employee engagement has been a key focus, especially for companies like yours. Now that everyone is working from home, how does this team stay connected and engaged during this time?
Yeah, I think that's been a very interesting thing, you know. And again, they've been through various phases of it. Every time, after some time, people also get a little bit bored of that. For example, early on, there was a lot of enthusiasm for a lot of these, whatever you call, you know, video meets, whether on WebEx or whatever calls on Teams. So people got together and they celebrated various things together. So I think early on, the focus was a lot on well-being, health, mental health, a lot of focus on well-being and a lot of focus on these team events. You know, I think that's what people did. After some time, I think, you know, that kind of became a little bit there. I think the lots more was on smaller team getting together, you know, connecting with each other. So that's been there. So what we also started doing as we went through all of this is start tracking different things in our engagement. Earlier, let's say if you look at our engagement, we used to track, you know, how engaged people are, what do they think about their work, life, career, etc. We started adding what we call as our resilience index to it, in terms of what do they think about well-being, what do they think about connections and this. So that we started adding since May, June, and now we are tracking that also, because we thought that's very important as we manage this crisis, that in addition to our regular engagement, we also track this, because this we thought was very important. So we started tracking that. And therefore, the engagement now again is on, you know, in our thing, we've got on these 4 or 5 areas. For example, we focus on connection a lot more. We focus on ensuring that the elements of our culture are still maintained. For example, there's one thing that Infosys that we've been using for a long time called Pithi Infosyons, which is, you know, children of Infosys employees come and do various, it's like a talent show, you know, the various things that they do, whether it could be painting, talking, singing, whatever it is. So we still ran that virtually all across, you know, ensuring that that element of our culture continues. Various other things, I think, therefore, engaging them more on health, more on wellness, that's increased over the last 6 months, 6-8 months in a way. But I think lots more small team. And I think this virtual thing is also is the one advantage you see is that you can get a lot of leaders come and talk, and, you know, you don't have to, you know, so therefore we made use of that. And a lot of leaders spoke, there are these webinars, a lot of training has been another one. I think we've seen that the people who have taken certifications has doubled over what it was in the past. So almost every quarter, we find almost about 90,000 people finishing one course. Yeah, and that's huge. It's like, you know, people getting certifications, finishing a course. And the average over the last 2 quarters has been 90,000 people, and almost half our employees in a way taking and doing a new course. So therefore, that's been the positive. People skilling themselves, a lot of focus on learning, a lot of focus on sharing knowledge through leader teach, as well as the engagement that I spoke about. So I think we've gone through various phases, the initial phase of engagement, but then it's moved to another phase, which is lots more about more sustained way of engaging people as well as learning. So those have been what's happened over these years, over these months.
Thanks a lot for your insights, Mr. Shankar.
Thank you, Saraswati. It was a pleasure being on this podcast, and thank you and all the best.
So that wraps up today's episode of FutureWise. I'm sure industry peers and other corporates learn some lessons on how to manage work from home from your views. If you listeners have any views or want us to cover any topics, please write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.